All right. Next thing is cultural values. Some dominant values that we have. First one is the innate human nature. What does it mean to be a human? In some cultures, a person is not really a person until they've been born and lived for like a month or two. They don't have a soul or karma until a certain time has gone past after birth. So for them, killing a newborn, no big deal. Others say the moment of birth, that's when a person becomes a person. Others say, well, you know, the moment that kid is conceived, he's really a person. What happens on the other end of life? You know, when a person gets old, what happens? When they outlive their usefulness, do you put them out on the ice? Do you relegate them to a nursing home? Do you just kill them? Because they're no longer useful. In Sparta, what did they do with babies who were weak or deformed? Yeah, they just left them out in the wilderness to die because they didn't have value as a human being. So the idea is, you know, what do people place as an innate value on human life? And what makes up a person? The next question is relationship to nature. How do we relate to nature? Are we its masters? Are we living in... are we subject to it? Are we at its whim? Or do we live in some kind of harmony? And we've got time dimension. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a moment. And then our purpose of existence. What is the purpose of existence according to Christian thought? It's close. Okay, so it's to worship God, to live in a right relationship with God. What is the purpose of life according to Islam? It's to live subject to Allah and to His laws. What's the ultimate purpose of life for a Buddhist? It's to reincarnate until they... reach nirvana, which is different than Hinduism, which also has nirvana, but they're different. What about an atheist? What's the purpose of life? You get to make up your own. So what is the purpose in life is different for different cultures, but also different belief systems. So sometimes you'll have a culture where you have multiple religions within a culture, and they might have different ideas about this. Now, about time. What do we say in South America, in South Florida? Laura. When should we get there? Laura la Latina. So, yeah, if the party starts at 9 and you get there at 9, you will be the first person there. Because no one's going to get there until 2 or 3 hours afterwards because we operate on La hora Latina. Now, some cultures say that being on time, being punctual, is extremely important. The American culture comes very much from German culture, where schedules are extremely important. So you better darn well be at work on time. Whereas in other cultures, you know, if something happens and you know, it's okay to be late because that's just how it is. So some people put time and schedule ahead of other people. Some cultures put other people and circumstance before time schedules. So that's one of the aspects that we talk about. Family. Who is family? Now, in the United States, when we say, are you family? What do we typically mean? Like blood relatives. And we say nuclear family, mom, dad, brother, sister, husband, wife, son, daughter, that's pretty much it. Now, in other cultures, when you say, oh, family only, please, that means like everyone comes. Everyone's family. So there can be some conflicts when we talk about who's family and who gets to know things, who doesn't get to know things. You know, on the HIPAA form, if they say, I would like my family to be informed, well, what does that mean? So you have to be aware of that. The view of health and illness. We've talked about several different models of health. Some people think that they can become ill because they get the evil eye. You know, or if someone puts a spell on them, that they'll get sick. Or a curse. Some people think that they're possessed. Or, you know, in the United States, we tend to operate under a very non-spiritual type of worldview where, you know, it's just matter, very material. So you get sick because your body just doesn't work right. You get sick because that's just how it is. Whereas other cultures are very much, the reason I'm sick is because the spirits are punishing me. The reason I'm sick is because God is punishing me. The reason I'm sick is because, and it's much more magical or spiritual. Family relationships, goes back to this. Communication patterns. In some cultures, if you don't make eye contact, that's rude. Look at me when I'm talking to you, young man. You ever hear that when you were a kid? You look at me when I talk to you. Other cultures, if you make eye contact, that's a sign of aggression. You don't make eye contact unless you're ready to fight with someone. So, when Americans talk with patients from other countries, we need to be aware that the way we're used to communicating might not be the way that other cultures communicate. All right. Now, as far as the view of health and illness, we already talked about some of these. But as far as why a person is sick, the first one we have is biomedical, which is kind of the default American view and what we'll talk about for the most part in this course. There's also what they call naturalistic, which is the idea of yin and yang or flows of energy, that if things are in balance, then you'll be all right. If they're out of balance, then that can cause sickness. And then we have what we call the magico-religious, which is evil spirits, spells, evil eye, etc. We already talked about that. Communication patterns, talked about that. Conversational style. For the most part, when Americans talk to one another, if they're flirting, say a boy and a girl are flirting, what happens? How do they interact?
It's with their body language as well.
Okay. Now, if you see a black girl and a black boy flirting, how do they typically interact? Well, typically, huh? No typical about it. Sometimes. It looks like they're actually fighting. And really, they're just flirting. Same thing for some white kids, too. Especially the younger you are, right? He hit me. He's in love with me. Yeah. So some of it is developmental, but some of it is also cultural in the way that we relate to one another. Sometimes it just goes within one family. Who here is married? Is your family naturally quiet or loud?
My family's loud. Family's
loud. Okay. So when he comes to your house, he's like, "Why is everyone mad at each other?" And you're like, "What? This is just how we are." Yeah. So that can change between cultures and even families, which, a family is a subculture. So, all right. Oh, by the way, I've got a funny video to show you next time. Dialect, slang, and vague language. We want to use, one of the reasons we want to use correct terminology is because it has a specific meaning. But have you ever known someone who calls body parts by cute names? It's my yaya, my bajingo. What are you talking about there? Yeah, you want to use the appropriate terms because that way there's no... What are you talking about? Yeah, you know exactly what the person is talking about and they know what you're talking about. All right, as far as communication goes, we talked about eye contact. Posture. What does it mean if someone's like this? Maybe they're not interested. What about when someone's like... Yeah. So when you talk with the patient, you want to make sure that you're not portraying... Yeah, whatever. Yeah, but you don't want to make them like, "Please get back." Yeah, you don't want to intimidate them with your posture, but at the same time, you don't want to close close yourself off by your posture. Personal space. Yes, the close talker from Seinfeld. But some cultures, like, you talk like this. Yeah, typically Middle Eastern cultures have a much closer space than American culture does, as far as how close you are when you talk. Response to touch. The United States is not a very touchy culture overall. Latin cultures, typically much more touchy. There was a study done in Gainesville. They said if you have two people meeting for lunch, they might touch hands twice in an entire hour. Whereas if you went down to Miami and you watched two people eating lunch at a cafe, they might touch hands like 60 times in an hour. And it's just the amount of touch that a person does, responds to, or just part of the culture. Well, I grew up in South America. Every single day, you came to school, we shook hands with every guy, and we kissed every girl. Yeah. Coming and going. In the United States, hey, what's up? So it's just a difference in culture there. But we need to try and make sure that we don't touch inappropriately to cultural norms when we deal with patients. So in some cultures, men are not allowed to touch women. Yeah. And so we need to make sure that we have an awareness of the cultures that we're dealing with. Orientation to time, we talked about that. Expression of symptoms. Some cultures and subcultures, you do not show pain. And therefore, you do not ask for pain medication. And because you don't show pain, nurse might not know you're in pain. On the other hand, other cultures, I'm in pain, the world is ending, what's going to happen? Yeah, and neither one is right or wrong, it's just how they are. So we need to be aware when we're dealing with people that we take into account how they tend to express pain. All right, that is it for today's class.